Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Folks, there is no doubt about it. The last few years have been very tough for many entrepreneurs and small business owners. And, you know, as you may know, I run two mastermind groups. I also privately coach many entrepreneurs. And the last few months, I've been coaching more and more folks who are asking, when's it going to get better? When's it going to get easier? You know, a couple weeks ago, I shot an episode of Newsletter Guru TV, and I addressed this very topic, and I shared some of the things that I tell my private coaching members, and I also shared some mindset things that you can do to help weather some of these tough times. And so while I know thousands of people watch Newsletter Guru TV every week, I thought I'd share what I said with the listeners on this podcast. So if you've been struggling, or perhaps you know someone that is struggling, sit back and listen and just see if what I have to say can help you. And please share this podcast with some entrepreneurs that you know, and I'm sure they'll thank you for it. All right, check this out. Hey, everybody, it's Jim Palmer, the Newsletter Guru. This is going to be a very different episode than I usually do. And by the way, it's late on a Thursday afternoon. I've spent a great deal of time on the phone today talking with other entrepreneurs and doing coaching calls. I usually shoot these episodes on Monday or Tuesday of the week I'm doing them. But I felt, you know, a little compelled to kind of turn on the camera that's always sitting over there in the corner of my office and just kind of share a message or share of what I've been feeling. You know, it's fair to say, by the way, I always have an idea of what I'm going to talk about and, things I'm going to share, but I never script anything. This is probably pretty obvious. Jim, we obviously know you don't script anything from the way you handle yourself, but this one, I just have a thought. I kind of have some thoughts in my head and in my heart that I want to share. So this is totally unscripted. So we're just going to see how this goes, okay? Anyway, for the last couple days, I've been talking with a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners, and there's definitely, if it's not a trend, there's kind of a feeling right now that it's really, really hard out there. And I think that's true. I think the last, couple years, maybe 3 or 4 years even, for entrepreneurs and small business owners have been pretty hard. But I've never heard so much, and I don't want to say angst, but just a feeling of, wow, when is it going to get better, as I have in the last couple months. You know, if that helps you to say you're not alone if you're struggling, it should help you because it's hard for everybody. But, you know, not everybody is struggling either. So there is money moving. There is business to be had. So I kind of want to talk about a couple things. Some of the things that I share with folks that I coach on the phone, some of the folks in my mastermind group. So here's the thing. Number one, and this is true whether times are hard or whether times are great. You always want to be operating your vision. Obviously not scripted. You always want to be operating your business with intense clarity. Ultra clear vision about where you are right now and where you want to go. And then you've got to stay crystal clear on what you have to do to get there. Very, very common for shiny objects, for things to happen, situational changes. Something happens in your day and boom, you're all shooting off this way, you're shooting off that way. You've got to be operating your business with intense amount of determination and focus, laser-like focus, but you also have to be, I think in this day and age, in these times, this economic kind of times we find ourselves in, you have to be operating your business with a healthy dose of urgency. In other words, you got to get stuff done today. Okay, not 30 days from now, but today.
Personally, I've never worked as hard or worked so many hours and done so many things as I have in the last couple of years. My business is growing. I'm very thankful for that. But, you know, gone are the days when you can just kind of coast, or I'm not saying anybody's doing 9 to 5, but that's certainly not the case anymore. You also, another thing I like to remind people of is you got to be doing things in a smart way. And that includes using smart marketing strategies. Social media is a thing that's just really big today. Has it become a major kind of time suck for you, or are you using it effectively, actually generating leads, generating new relationships with people that could then turn into a sale? Let me also talk about turn into a sale. I think the average time it takes to get a new client these days has grown dramatically. That may be of concern, especially if you're in a reactionary cash flow mode, but knowing that and just accepting that helps you plan for that, and it's actually okay. Because I think sales that happen and new customers that come to you that take a little bit longer than they did, whether a year ago or 2 years ago, I think in the long run end up being stronger customers. So just know where you are, know where you're going, know the different smart strategies, social media, direct mail, newsletters, webinars, all these different things, books, articles, videos, all these different things that you could be doing in a smart way to attract new customers, to help build stronger relationships with customers you may already have in some way, shape, or form that can be more profitable customers. So keep operating not only with vision, but using smart strategies. Another thing you want to do is be aware of what I call low-hanging fruit. If you want to sell more to customers, then look to customers who've already identified themselves as buyers, and those are your current customers. Learn that from Dan Kennedy. But low-hanging fruit, if you even want to develop a new program or a product or service, go to the people that have already given you money, your current customers. That's low-hanging fruit. Then, you know, keep moving up and try and sell eventually to people up here, which are people that don't even know who you are, that you have to take through the whole know, like, and trust factor, okay? So if you need cash, if you're making decisions based on cash flow, I need cash now, always identify and go to the low-hanging fruit. Another thing you need to do, take time off. I know it seems kind of counterintuitive to work hard or work, you know, get more done. We need. But you know what? You tend to burn out. You start making decisions based on very tired emotions and things like that. So you need to take time off to recharge your batteries. I'll share with you, the 2 days ago, I was having a tough day. I think I posted a picture of this on Facebook. Toby and I went out to the lake and walked around. So if you scan back in my Facebook to last week or some time ago, when maybe you're watching the video several months down the road. But Toby and I said, you know what? I actually said, you know what, Toby, let's go out to the lake. And we walked around. We sat there. Was feeling the temperature was nice. And I just cleared my head. As I always do, I give thanks to all the things I'm grateful for and all the blessings in my life. That's another step that helps me feel personally better when you're in a tough situation. And then when I came back to the office, I worked for another hour, hour and a half, but I had a very clear head. So you know what? Sometimes you say, I gotta sit down, nose to the grindstone, blast through this stuff. But sometimes you're going to be more productive and have a much clearer vision if you just leave. Go walk, go ride, go drive in your car, go take a nap, go do whatever you can do, but get out of your office and clear your head. Another strategy that comes to mind, I tell people, is you got to celebrate the little successes. Did you have an article that maybe is on eZine Articles or somewhere else that got republished? Did someone publish an article in a magazine? Did someone take one of your videos and put it on their Facebook so more people are going to see it? Maybe you got a sale. I don't know what it is, but celebrate the little successes. Sometimes I think as entrepreneurs, as small business owners, we get so focused on where we want to go revenue-wise or any other kind of major goal-wise, like I got to have this many new customers, I want to do this, or whatever it is. But you got to celebrate the little things. It's kind of like losing weight. You know, every spring, like most people, I get into the post-Super Bowl weight loss mode. I got to lose 5 pounds or whatever, and it always seems hard to get going. But once I lose a half a pound, I get excited, and it makes me want to redouble my effort to, you know, no dessert, no cookies, whatever it is. But so celebrate the little successes that you have, because the little successes, it's like the snowball. It's going to get bigger and bigger. As it rolls down the hill, it's going to get more momentum, and it's going to take off. So celebrate the little successes.
All right, on the other side of this brief timeout, I'm going to share with you two more very powerful strategies that you can use today to help you get through some of these tough times. We'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we're back, and let's get right back to the episode, 3 Feet from Gold.
One more thing I want to share with you. What was it? I told you this was unscripted. That's right. You got to have a strong support team. Bill Glazer from Glazer Kennedy said, you know, being an entrepreneur is the loneliest job on the planet. Because there's a lot of days I'm in here in my office. Toby's sleeping over there on the floor. You can't see him. But for the most part, I work in my office a lot. Now, I have a lot of clients that I coach. I'm part of a mastermind group myself, but I spend a lot of time in my office alone. That's not always a good thing. I have really developed a relationship with some very smart marketers. As I said, I'm in a mastermind group with some very smart people, but I also have a network of people that I can call or go see or visit with. So make sure you're getting out there and getting your need for... social. I'm sorry. When you want to get your need to be social, you got to get that met too. Okay. The final thing I'm going to tell you, and I've said this to a lot of folks. In fact, everybody that's in my coaching group got a gift from me this past week, and it's a new book. Well, it's actually not a new book, but it's a book called 3 Feet from Gold, written by two authors, Sharon Lecter, and I can't remember the other one. And I don't know where it is on my bookshelf, but the book is called, Oh, here it is. 3 Feet from Gold, Sharon Lecter and Greg Reed. So let me give a plug, 3 Feet from Gold. This book is based on the Think and Grow Rich book by Napoleon Hill, but it's based on the principle of never giving up. Okay, so I want to recommend 3 Feet from Gold. There you go, a plug for Sharon and Greg. I bought a copy of that and sent a free copy to all of the people in my coaching group, because here's the deal, folks. You never know when you're this close to the gold. In other words, 3 feet from gold. You could be one sales letter away, one email away, one client away, one referral away, just meeting someone. You'd never know. It's something's going to happen. It's really going to take your business and move it forward. And yesterday you didn't know you were there, or an hour previous you didn't know that phone call was going to come in. So the whole strategy, 3 feet from gold, you don't know where you are. You might be 30 feet from gold or 300 feet from gold. You don't know that, but chances are if you're working hard, if you're working smart, if you're using smart strategies, if you're hooking up with a good mastermind group, or you're working with a coach, someone like myself even, if you're operating with determination and vision and a healthy dose of urgency, if you're going after the low-hanging fruit, if you've got a good support team, if you're going out and you're getting rested, keeping your mind fresh, most important thing you do is never give up. Or the other book. Where is it? Here we go. It's Okay to Be Scared, But Never Get Up. Never give up, a book that I wrote with Martin Howie and myself, and we interviewed 9 other very smart people. These are 2 books you ought to read. It's Okay to Be Scared, But Never Give Up, and 3 Feet from Gold, all right? Read those 2 books. It'll really help you out. Never give up, folks. Never, ever give up. I always tell people also, sometimes, you know what? If you are comfortable because you have a plan B, And maybe you have a spouse that's supporting all the household expenses, whatever it is. You know, you can always go back to your former employer and get a job. If you know that you have that safety net, there are likely things, or there may be things that you are not doing in your business that you should be doing. Good friend of mine, Adam Urbanski, when he came here from Poland, the first time he came from Poland, I think Adam told me he was like 18 or 20 years old. He was really, really scared, he said. And I think on the second or third day, he went back home to Poland. But then when he came the next time, he had very little money in his pocket, and he tore up his return flight ticket. And he basically, what he did is he cut the rope. There was no safety net, no plan B. He had to make it or else. And I think that is really, I've been there so many times in the early part of my business. I think from 0 to about 5 years, I just struggled and really kind of grew step by step. But I did not have a plan B. I was not going to quit. I was bound and determined. I'm going to grow this business. It's going to be an amazing business. World-class service, providing tons of value, all the things that I knew I wanted to do. And I just did not. I never gave up. And so I look back now and wonder, when was I 3 feet from gold? It was probably about 3 to 4 years ago. And I've been growing significantly since, so never give up. All right. I have no idea how long I just talked. I'm sensing that's probably enough for this episode. As I said, just want to do something a little different. Talk from the heart. If you're struggling, you know, get a coach if you can. Make the investment. Get with a good support group. Operate with vision, focus, determination, and a healthy dose of urgency, and above all, never, ever, ever give up.
I hope you enjoyed this very special Newsletter Guru TV episode of Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another exciting episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, go out and do something nice for somebody. You take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.